This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I've been talking the past several days about the great Bible subject of marriage, and in particular about the fact that marriage is for grown-up people, people who are really mature, people who are not any longer babies emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And the point that I was talking about just at the end of the program last time was the fact that an essential mark of maturity is a feeling of gratitude, a person who can truly be thankful for all the blessings of life. Mature people are grateful for the blessings of life which our gracious Father in heaven constantly gives to all of us, even to those of us who are evil. At least he gives blessings to the evil while they live on this earth, as is made clear by Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Immature people, babies if you will, usually feel that they have not received what they have coming to them. They feel somehow or other somebody owes them a lot more than they're ever getting. They constantly have a complaint on their lips about something. Something they feel they have missed, what they think they should have. They feel sorry for themselves. They're full of self-pity. And this self-pity keeps them from ever really being thankful about much of anything. Thus, they are unhappy, and in turn, they make unhappy those who are around them. A wife who is ungrateful will make an unhappy husband, and a husband who's ungrateful will make an unhappy wife. Neither a husband nor a wife who's filled with self-pity will be truly a proper or fit companion for marriage. A wife or husband who's always afraid that they're giving a little too much is going to be unhappy. I challenge you today to dare to turn yourself loose with the idea that you're going to make your companion happy, and then be thankful for the opportunity. Don't go around feeling as if you were some sort of a martyr being misused in life, but rather count your many blessings. I rather suspect that most of us are not as thankful for one another as we ought to be. I remember reading not long ago about a man who received a message, a telephone call while he was at work, that his wife had been in an automobile accident and that she had been killed. Now he rushed to his car and made his way toward the hospital, and it so happened that he had to go by the very intersection of the two streets where the accident occurred, where he thought his wife had been killed. And he saw as he passed by there one of her shoes lying on the ground. He made his way onto the hospital, tears streaming down his cheeks so much that he could hardly see the road by which to go, and all the while thinking about the fact that he had not been as kind and loving a husband as he ought to have been. He thought about the years they had been together. He thought about how kind and loving and patient his wife had been. He thought about not only what a wonderful wife she had been to him, but what a wonderful mother she had been to their children. And as he drove along, he thought, oh, if I only had another chance. If only I had a chance to show her how much I truly love her, to tell her and to show her in so many ways, day by day. And yet, he said to himself, it's now too late. I don't have that opportunity and never will. And yet, when he got to the hospital, he learned that his wife was not really dead. She had been seriously injured, to be sure, but she wasn't dead, and she lived over it. And he did take advantage of it. This man had written this particular article to try to plead with other people to not have to wait until something like that happened to them before they became kind and considerate and above all thankful for their husband or wife. So I want to say, again, I challenge you to turn yourself loose with the idea that you're going to make your companion happy and be thankful for that opportunity, and not regard yourself as some sort of martyr who isn't getting out of life what he ought to be getting. But now I come to the mark of maturity, which is truly fundamental to all the rest of the marks. A mark of maturity is to be filled with Christian love. I have talked about this in some preceding lessons, but now I wish to give a more detailed study of it, though we'll not have time to get into it today because our time is almost gone. But I'm speaking now of true Christian love, the love for one's companion that causes him to view that companion not as a thing to be used for his own selfish purposes, but as the person who's loved and cherished as one's life's companion. Won't you be with us tomorrow as we continue this study from the sacred Word of God?